Roses are red. Someday we'll be dead. Violets are blue. I want to remember my mortality with you. This cheeky little Valentine's Day poem comes from an Episcopal priest from Austin, Texas, Reverend Lizzie. She hosts a podcast with her friend, Mother Peaches, and recently they ran an episode about Ash Wednesday. And now, as great as all of the content was, the thing that really stuck with me was their idea that for an Ash Wednesday slogan this year. Their idea is, Ash Wednesday is for lovers, riffing on that popular Virginian slogan. Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day being on the same day kind of lends itself to such strange little mashups. And at first, I brushed off their Ash Wednesday is for lovers idea, and the poem is just kind of a silly little bit of fun. But the more I thought about it, the more I think Reverend Lizzie and Mother Peaches might actually be onto something. At the core of what we remember and what we do today are the important messages of mortality and yet also profound love. Now, we cannot deny the fact that we will die. And try as you might, you can eat all the best food, you can do all the exercise you want, you can even wrap yourself up, if you so decided, in bubble wrap and hide out inside your house, but none of this will spare you. I will die. You will die. My spouse will die. My daughter will die. And so will your spouses and friends and children and parents and pets. It is a fact of life that anything life touches, death will touch as well. It's hard to hear. It's even harder if we start thinking about it. As a priest, it's a hard act to say and do. I love and care for all of you. And yet, in a few minutes, I have to look you in the eyes, place a mark of death on your foreheads. Then I have to tell you that you, too, one day will go to the grave. But it's important for us to know this and to realize this deeply in our bodies. If we didn't die, life would have no meaning. There would be no relationships. There would be no joy. There would be no emotions at all, no experiences. But I don't want you to just take my word for it. So I have an expert. Chris Schell is an urban ecologist at the University of California, Berkeley. Here's his take on this. He says, look at the cicadas. They explode into these huge swarms, and then after some singing and some sex, they die. And there on the ground, their shells are left behind. Nutrients that can be repurposed and shifted as energy for other organisms. This helps the forest grow. And that's just one bug. There's scavengers and mushrooms and mice and people, all of them, a whole ecosystem that's either feeding off death or dying and becoming food for something else. If nothing were to ever die, that means that energy, it's gone. And so if we're not getting new energy for things to grow, we may be at a stasis. That means potentially no new babies, no new life, no change in that system, because if everything is immortal, then why would you end up having selection for certain traits that allow for some of these organisms to be better suited for their environments? Why would it matter? They're not going to die anyway. In a world where nothing dies, life essentially halts to a standstill. And yeah, everything is alive to exist in this new reality, but it doesn't change. It doesn't morph. It doesn't evolve. It isn't dynamic. It would be as if we were living in a photograph, frozen in time. It also means that we would never have new thoughts or ideas that would ever enter our minds again. That's not a world that I particularly want to live in. And so we remember our mortality on Ash Wednesday as an antidote to taking our lives for granted, and as an impetus to make the current moment, the right here and now, worthwhile. And that's why Ash Wednesday is for lovers. It takes love to care about someone living their life fully. It takes love to push people to have all the joys that their life can hold while sticking it out during the sorrows. It takes love to encourage someone to find meaning and hope and purpose in this short time that we have on earth. You will hear over and over again tonight, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It starts to sound like a mantra after a while, or maybe a death knell. But it's all about waking up to the present, to the space between when we once were dust and when we will be dust again. It's the born and the died dates on a gravesite. It's that dash. And that dash is everything. It's life. It's who you love. It's who you help. It's who you befriend. It's who you teach. It's that indelible mark that you make on the world through others that lasts so much beyond the time that we have on earth. And that is why, out of love, the church reminds us that there will come a day when we will no longer be on this earthly plane. To remind us how important who we are and what we do is. It helps us so that we can love now, so that we can help people now, so that we can be kind now. Everybody needs a little loving reminder sometimes.